Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here we go.
Here we go.
You guys, this is huge news. I'm loving the brutal truths today.
Yes.
I just want to put that out there. I like that.
Welcome to Daily Pop. The E's People's Choice Awards were wild last night, and the party, you know, it's not over. I mean, we up, we here. I'm Nina Parker. Kristen is out today, so I am joined by Justin and Morgan. Hey, guys.
Hey,
good
guys.
Morning.
Hello.
We're going to bring everything you did not see on TV, so we do have some tea for you all, and I am talking about the stars watching the show from their cars, last-minute wardrobe changes, and exclusive backstage confessions. You guys got to check it out.
This is literally my favorite show of the year.
Having Icon anywhere near my name makes me smirk a little because it's like, come on. But it's very exciting.
The love of my life, Taylor. I'm so excited to bring this baby boy into the world with you. I've been to the People's Choice Awards many a time, and the fact that they're voted on by the people, by the fans, like, it means so much more, I think, than just about any other award show.
2020 has been a crazy year, but creatively, I've been able to draw my inspiration from, let me just keep it honest with you, me.
Thank you to my new fiance, Gwen Stefani. Her name is Gwen Stefani, S-T-E-F-A-N-I. If you need to Google it and figure out who she is. Running to the altar like a track star.
I just love the idea of the people's icon. I love that. I feel like, you know, the same girl that grew up in the Bronx, I really do. I feel like I'm one of the people, that's who I am, and that's who I'll always be. Sometimes my big dreams and my ambitions, it made the people around me nervous. The more that they said I could it, the more that I knew that I had to. You can be anything you want and do as many things as you want. And to be proud of who you are, no matter where you come from.
My knees are shaking. Like, I'm just like really excited. I'm not great with public speaking, even though there's like not a big audience. Still, like, I feel really nervous, but I feel great. I can't stop smiling. Don't you love me?
Love me at the young Galileo. Oh. Ooh, yes, love me some Chloe and Halle.
I cannot even imagine, like. You know when you look at Beyonce and you say, oh my God, they will never be another like her?
Yeah.
I feel like we're about to get two of them.
Ooh.
And they're about to perform together for a very long time.
I mean, she co-signs. They're with her,
she co-signs.
Yes.
And she elevates and she makes them go to the next level. And these
that
girls
performance
are
was
doing
amazing.
It.
Yes, that performance was good. I mean, obviously, another moment that we loved in the show was J-Lo's sweet message in Spanish. Now, Jennifer said she was honored to represent Latinos from around the world. And she ended her speech by saying, life is a tango and we must keep dancing. I love that.
That's amazing. She looked so good. I literally was just watching the shot and staring at her. I mean, that woman just does not disappoint. That red, I don't know if that's Valentino, but I hope it is.
No, it's not. It's Siriano.
It's so good.
Yeah, so good.
So good.
I love that she did that little message in Spanish, mm-hmm. and it just reminds me that she knows exactly who and what put her here. And I think that she remembers, you know, Selena was that moment for her.
Right.
That Latin audience was that moment to prove to the world that a Latinx, you know, actress can hold a box office, can bring that money, should be paid as much as the Meryls, the Kate Hudsons,
absolutely,
and all of those people. So for me, this was just an amazing touch to know that she is for the people.
Yeah.
I always called her the people's icon.
I agree. And, you know, and I think sometimes, especially because I think she has to remind us, because she is fabulous and she has quite the budget for hair and for makeup, and she has these amazing homes. And so sometimes it can start to feel like it's just blending into the rest of Hollywood. And so I like when people, you know, because I sometimes feel like people say, oh, this is excluding people. But sometimes you have to understand and represent the people who brought you where you're at.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
That's a big, big deal. We got to talk about surprises, though, you guys, because there are a lot of things that happened that we didn't expect. I was actually really surprised that Issa Rae didn't win anything. She was nominated for 4 awards. She didn't get anything.
And
I was a little... You weren't?
No.
Whoa. Why not?
Her fans are in therapy. Her fans are not on the phone trying to call People's Choice Awards and let them know they want Issa Rae to win. Issa Rae, I'm telling you.
Your fans are heavy.
No, no,
they are heavy
on Twitter. They ain't calling nobody.
Yeah.
Joey King won TV actress because Joey King was in Kissing Booth, which was a teen phenom
that
broke out on the scene. And those fans... They gonna go to Mars to vote.
Right, right. And I can understand that. I feel like the Insecure crowd is a little bit older.
Yeah,
not too old, but a little bit older. They may not necessarily be voting a ton of time, so I can understand that. But I did want to see her go home with something.
She got a chance. She good.
Did you have a surprising moment?
Oh, mine was not as surprised. I bet you she was surprised. And it was Ellen taking home the trophy.
Ooh, Morgan, did this surprise you?
I don't think this really surprised me. I felt like this was something that was maybe expected. I don't know. I wasn't that surprised about it. But I don't want to say
No, I wasn't surprised. I bet you Ellen was surprised.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of other people were surprised. But you never know. I think when people go through things, when celebrities go through things, it activates your fans to turn into stans.
Yeah.
And you really get to see who's going to back you. And I think for Ellen, she's had so many fans over the years that they were ready to come to her defense and show her that we're still standing with you despite what happened.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people can say whatever they want, but it clearly, you know, the numbers don't lie. So people clearly are still backing her. You guys, we got to talk a little bit about our favorite part. You know, fashion is a big deal. We got to talk about fashion at the PCAs. All right, so we have been with the fashionista, the fashion icon herself, Tracee Ellis Ross. She shared on Instagram that she kicked off her night with a fashion bath that included sparkles and feathers.
Oh, my God.
She's fabulous even in the bath.
I mean, even in the bathroom.
Even in the bath.
She hit the red carpet. She had this Taylor Brown suit, and then she accepted the award in black and white Alexander McQueen. So, I mean, all these different looks for one night. Did you guys have a favorite out of these?
The one she took a bath in.
Really?
I was feeling that little pajama pantsuit moment.
So
it was fashion to me. It was amazing. And I loved it. It was her.
Yeah, with the feathers.
That's the problem. But that's the problem with her. She's such an icon. They were all her. This is her. The McQueen was her.
Right.
So
Very
was the
true.
Pantsuit. Like, they all work for her.
I think the pantsuit was my favorite just because it just felt very appropriate for what we're going through. There wasn't a live audience this year. The details of the gold on the lapel, it just was everything to me. But also, I feel like she was comfortable because so many times at these award shows, you feel like people are just extremely uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like it all worked. So, also, let's move on to Demi Lovato, you guys, because she hosted the big show, obviously. So she had a bunch of different outfits throughout the night. Take a look at this.
It's a lot.
I like not only outfit changes, wig changes as well, because she came in with the black wig.
Yeah, but you know
switched up to the blonde.
If you're not giving me Beyonce at homecoming and changing the nail polish, I don't know, but I have to say, for somebody hosting a show like this, I know the outfit changes can be hard.
Yeah.
But she gave us a different vibe every single time.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It was all Studio 54, but it was different sections of Studio 54.
I would have loved one more wig in that thing. One more extra lace front. to just change it up. But she clearly loved that blonde.
100%.
Yeah, she loved the blonde.
She felt comfortable. The
energy, you guys see the energy change from the black hair to the rest of the blondes? Like, the smiles came out.
I saw her with the black hair. She was not happy with that black
hair.
You
don't think so?
Oh,
she looked so good with the black hair, though. I like the black hair.
But you know what was up? You know what was up? She was supposed to wear the blonde on the carpet, and somebody probably didn't finish it in time.
Ooh, you think?
So she was like, I can't believe I have to wear this black wig on this carpet.
Her energy did look different on stage than it did on the carpet. I'm going to say that. Now, you know, Jennifer Lopez was another big winner of the night. And according to her stylist, she was channeling Christmas Barbie in the Christian Siriano number. So this is... do you guys like this look? I heard some mixed reviews, but I think it looks so good.
It literally looks like a present. I loved it. I thought it was so fun. It's very festive. It's very holiday appropriate.
Very holiday.
I feel like this is totally the Barbie that she was representing. Like, it just made sense. And very J-Lo. She loves these sort of balloon bodies and just feels like she always goes for that. I loved
it. It's so cute. I love it.
I live for it. Shout out to Christian Siriano, who literally... always brings it, no matter what the body type, no matter what the age. This man knows how to make clothes. Yeah. Someone give his ass a CFDA award
now. Answer your DMs, Kristen. I've been trying to hit you up. You know, I do have to mention another fave that I had, Justin. I saw, you know, you had a little moment last night. You had a little Beyonce Jay-Z.
Oh my God, shut
moment
up.
Last night. Can we see? Oh, I mean. I'm just saying.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I saw this on Karamo's page and I died.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, we killed it, everybody. We really
killed it. You really did. You guys look fierce. And just to be, for everybody to know, there were COVID testing in place. Like this, there was a lot of things in place before you guys could even be around
each other.
There
was a lot of things.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
There was a whole lot of things in the right place.
Okay. You know what? I'm talking about protocol.
There was a lot of things.
Listen, you guys, we got to take a break, but coming up, more PCA madness from the red carpet to behind the scenes. We've got more top moments, plus how the stars got ready for the big night. Then Chris Evans is caught snuggling with a new boo. How dare he? The video you have to see. It's all coming up.
I was feeling myself.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now here is a play date we did not expect. Olympian Allie Rye has been posted some videos this weekend of her new puppy Milo hanging out with Chris Evans and his dog Dodger. So Allie adopted Milo last month, and it looks like he and Dodger totally hit it off. So cute.
Oh.
But it does have people asking, is this just a puppy play date? What's going on? And when I say people, I mean me.
Girl, you just got friend zoned.
Because you know I'm trying to get that Chris Evans attention.
She got friend zoned.
You think, she did?
Yes, real quick.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because Chris Evans is notoriously private. We were here about he and Jenny Slate dating.
This is a bad move
on her
part.
This is a bad move.
Oh, I see.
Because I know what she did. I know exactly what she did.
She was too eager.
No. What she did was, she was eager beaver. What she did was, she lived next door to Chris Evans, and she saw him all the time walking that dog.
Okay.
And then she was like, I'm going to adopt a dog, too, so I can have a play date with Captain America.
Oh, my God. We're coming for her today.
She went over to that play date and got that play date. And then when he tagged her, ladies, if your man tagged you without any fuss or fight and you ain't got to push him there on one of the first few dates, you and a friend's up.
You think so?
One.
You think that he tagged her, made her friend zone her?
Bro, I can sell her a mortgage for the friend zone community. Okay? No backing. No insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
We just crushed her dreams. We just crushed your dreams. If that was not her intentions, we just crushed your dreams. I feel so bad. Listen, as a dog person, I understand you connect over those things.
Right.
Maybe there is a budding romance in the works. You know, who knows? We don't, I mean, maybe they, you know, I kind of agree.
No.
I got to tell you, if I was on a puppy date, if I was doing this to drive by his house, I might be posting it. Allie, I feel you. I understand why you did it. I don't know if she's friend zoned. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
I feel like he knew he was being filmed. He knew it was happening. So
exactly.
I don't think that would turn him off.
He posted it. He posted her on the Insta.
I think that's a good thing.
Friend zone, girl. Come, I have a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo in Friend Zone Heights. Ready for move-in.
Selfishly, I do hope she's friend zone, but I know that still doesn't mean nothing for me.
It comes freely furnished.
Oh, he's just so attractive, and then you add this puppy. I can't. All right, well, let's talk about another relationship, you guys. Let's talk about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. One of the favorite celebrity couples of all time. I mean, we have always wondered why they've had such longevity. And one thing Kurt is revealing is that he did not want to set any expectations in his relationship with Goldie Hawn when they first started dating. So get this. He explained on CBS Sunday Morning, "I didn't try to put my best foot forward because it's a hard thing to hold up." So yeah. Kurt added, "Once you've done that, now you've established something and you've set the bar that you can't stay with." So this is interesting. Do you put your best foot forward at the beginning of a relationship?
You know what? A lot of people, it should be called 90 Day Fiancé for everybody, but I'm gonna be completely honest because I know that people start to show they're crazy after the first 100 days.
100 days, okay.
I like to sprinkle mine in the first few weeks so you're not surprised
when
it fully comes out.
You can't help but sprinkle yours in because you're crazy.
Well, everybody's got a crazy, though. If somebody tries to tell you that they don't have a crazy, they are lying to you. Yes, you do have a crazy, okay? She, too, has a crazy. I, too, have a crazy. We all have them.
Yeah, I mean, but Morgan, did you show Jordan your crazy? I mean, I feel like you showed Jordan some day 3.
This is the problem. I can't conceal it. I don't recognize what my crazy is. That's the problem. I'm always like, I'm not crazy. I never realize like, oh, I'm being crazy right now. I just think it's who I am. So yeah, I don't think I was concealing anything. But I get what he's saying. He's saying just kind of go with it.
Somebody is gonna like it. That's the thing. Some people are gonna be like, ooh, this is too much. And somebody is gonna be like, ooh, I kind of like this crazy.
100%. But I think it's best if you show it now before we hit that other point.
Right.
Because I just want to know if you like me for me. And this is what comes with me. And she is right. I went to dinner with them at the Polo Lounge. That bitch put her crazy on the table right next to the shrimp. And he ate it up.
Not next to the shrimp.
Right next to the cocktail shrimp. And he ate it up. And she got a ring.
What a lesson. Show your crazies early, ladies. Let them know what they're dealing with. And you too can get that ring.
She did.
Right.
You got the lip shit.
Still ahead. Come on down. We are kicking off Game Show Week with a visit to The Price is Right, the set secrets uncovered. Then Ava Mendez shares her extreme beauty treatment while we cannot look away.
I was like, if this man makes it past appetizers, he's in love.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, I am so excited because it is Game Show Week here on Daily Pop. I've always wanted to host a game show. So we are going to kick it off with The Price is Right. Now, Carissa is obviously a huge fan of the show. So she went to the set to chat with host Drew Carey, and she got to take a spin at the wheel. I'm so jealous.
Drew, you're back on set.
How
does it feel?
I feel great being back, and it's a little different without the audience, but the good thing is, like, all the contestants bring the same kind of energy they would even if the audience was here.
When they were talking to you about the ideas that they had, they're like, okay, we're gonna bring the show back, but we're gonna have no audience. What was your first thought?
Oh, I was like, yeah, well, we'll see about that. If you talk to the producers, they'll say that they worked harder during the shutdown than they do during the regular show, because first there was, are we coming back? And then it was planning to have no audience, and then it was pushed back. And between scheduling and redesigning the stage, you know, 3 different times, and reimagining how they're gonna shoot the games, you know, three or four different times.
You're
or
right.
More.
They've probably never worked harder in their whole entire
life. So much work. You know, everybody's pretty on board here. You know, the crew members and everybody.
Did you have to rethink a lot of the games, some of these legendary games that you play?
We had to rethink practically every single game.
Do you still have Blinko?
Yeah, Blinko, except I don't touch the chips.
Don't touch
the chips. The chips are preset, like, they're sanitized. And some, then somebody with gloves positions them on a little display.
Yeah.
And the contestant's 6 feet away from me, and I go grab a chip. I just tell them what to do.
Is there one special memory that you have in your years of hosting Price is Right that stands out to you the most?
So one of the things I love about the show that keeps it good for me is I never get bored, even though we're playing the same games, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different personality, a different approach. Different strategies for playing the game. And so it's easy just to be entertained all the time. So I'm just part of the audience, you know, when I'm hosting it.
I have a favor to ask.
Sure.
It was COVID and everything. I just sanitized 3 times. Is there any possible way I could spin the wheel?
Yeah, spin the wheel, then sanitize your hands.
Okay.
And we're gonna sanitize the wheel anyway, but good luck.
Oh my God, I'm
good
so
luck.
Excited.
And I'll give you 2 spins if you want. Wanna say hi to somebody?
Yeah, oh gosh, you're making me nervous. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, you gotta do the whole thing.
Oh, 95!
No, nope, 50.
Oh, okay.
I would spin again.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'm
yeah.
gonna spin again.
Yeah, don't stop on a 50 if you're yeah. the first
no.
one.
Here comes another 50.
I hope so. Yeah,
that's heavy.
If this was, it's heavier than people think.
Okay.
If this was real, I would have hoped you'd spun
come
on.
Come on, come on.
No!
Okay, I'm over, but still, either way, I landed on 100, and that's still pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go
you know,
ahead and say
you,
I win.
You technically spun $1 on the wheel, even though it was the second spin.
You know what? It landed on there. I think that's good luck. Well, I love the show. I'm so glad you're back. Thank you so much for talking
Thanks.
With me. I appreciate
My pleasure.
It.
You guys, now we're going to play our own Price is Right game that we're calling the Pop is Right. So I have my, you know what, I'm going to get rid of this little ghetto mic, y'all. This thing is, I want y'all to see what they gave me. No, wait a minute. Look at this thing. Look at this. This is not a Price is Right budget.
It's Lizzo's flute.
Y'all got me out here with a stick. Anyway, I have 4 items that Morgan and Justin will guess the price for. Now, okay, so remember this. The closest person to the actual price without going over wins the round. You cannot go over. Remember that. So let's get this started. We're going to start with this lamp from Drew Barrymore's latest flower home collection. So how much do you think this is? Morgan, we are going to go with you first.
I didn't even realize it was Drew Barrymore. I'm going to go with $150.
$150? Okay,
I don't know. Drew Barrymore is nice.
Yeah, I mean, she's nice, but I don't know. What do you think, Justin?
I'm going to do, what is that? What is that? The audience says $450. I'm going to go $450.
Oh, my God.
$450. Okay, well, all right. I'm going to flip the card, and let's see.
$120.
No!
Oh!
Unfortunately, you were both over, so you lost this round. It's only $120. All right, let's keep it moving. All right, so next up is this colorful Dolce & Gabbana owl. Okay, it's a candle. So, Morgan, it's a candle, but it is still Dolce & Gabbana. What is your guess?
I'm going to go with $250.
Okay.
Or $200.
I'm going to go with...
You made graphics.
$850. They say $850.
The audience is telling you $850. Okay, we're gonna go with $850. Okay. Boom. $625. You guys. So
I was
you
closer,
went over,
though.
Justin. So Morgan wins.
I was closer.
You were closer, but you went over. You can't go over. That is,
ooh.
You know, a no-no. So Morgan, right now you are winning.
Thank
okay.
you.
So you guys, now we have a Kim Kardashian West custom Tiger King Halloween costume. How much do you think that she paid for the costume?
I think she spent for all of them $5,000.
Whoa, $5,000. Ooh, okay, for a costume.
$725. No.
Justin.
$1,700.
$1. Okay. You guys. Oh, my God.
Yes.
$64 for some costumes?
I got it, ooh.
Somebody needs to go to jail for paying $6,400 for some costumes. My gosh. All right.
I knew.
This is crazy. All right. We have a luxury RV that sleeps and dines for people. So, I don't know. The prices are, I'm scared now. Morgan, what do you think?
I think it's $300,000.
Oh, for the RV. Okay. Justin?
Who said that?
I don't, it just sounds good for me.
$2,500?
No, yes. Justin, that's
okay.
$25,000.
$255,000.
Okay, but I still am closer, so I don't even like the rules. It makes more sense. My guesses make more sense.
I think I won.
I don't even know who won at this point because y'all were all over the place and Justin said $2,500 for a damn RV.
$25,000, I
did. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, we'll contemplate who won. But after the break, Ava Mendez shares her shocking new beauty treatment. It involves needles. It's pretty scary. What would you do? Would you do it?
Yes, I would. I would do it. I'd do it.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Now it is time for a round of Would You Do It? We got to start with Ava Mendez, who shared this very intense photo with 7 needles in her jaw. Apparently it's called monothreading and it activates collagen to produce skin thickening, tightening, and rejuvenation. So she said that it didn't really hurt. I don't even know why I'm asking the question to y'all too, but would you do it?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, but it does always freak me a little bit. Like when it's in the neck like that, it's a little freaky, but they numb you. You don't feel it. But
I'm so scared of that.
Load me up.
Mm-hmm. You two are ridiculous.
Yep. Oh.
I mean, you know, listen, let's move on because there's nothing else to discuss. I know you guys would do it. Everyone wants to look younger, but would you try a pro-aging diet? Now, Kourtney Kardashian's lifestyle website, Poosh, recommends that you embrace aging with a diet of anti-inflammatory and sulfur-rich foods, antioxidants, and more fruits and vegetables. So the idea is to be your best self as you age instead of trying to fight it, more like just embracing it. Would you guys be pro-aging or prefer anti-aging?
I'm into this. I think that honestly, like, you know, with quarantine, eating home a lot more, I just feel like I've gotten accustomed to cooking more and eating home-cooked food, and I feel so much better. I sleep so much better. So I'm pro this, for sure. For sure.
Like, you know what? I am pro-poosh. Someone grocery shops for me, and I can just give them a list.
You know
my
what? I'm not allowed to flick you off, but I am mentally.
She's like, you know what, my
and it's organic. It's organic.
By the way, I would embrace it too if my fiance cooked for me. Okay.
Okay. He is coming for you on a Monday, honey. Mm-hmm. All right. The list is coming up. More of what you didn't see at the PCAs from Tracee Ellis Ross and Tiffany Haddish just run in to why we can never look at Justin Bieber the same way. We'll be back to break it all down right now.
Her man cooks for her.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Tracee Ellis Ross won the night as the fashion icon recipient at the E! People's Choice Awards. And listen to what she admitted about her fashion icon mama, Diana Ross.
Cannot thank you enough for validating my shopping habit and for validating little teenage Tracee who begged her mom for a seasonal clothing budget. Spoiler alert, I did not get it.
Can you pinpoint the moment you fell in love
with clothes?
Yes.
Oh, as I was coming out of the womb. I was like, where's the sparkles? Where's the feathers? Give them to me. Fashion, I love fashion. It started very young. I come by it honestly. My mom is Diana Ross. She's a fashion icon that I actually follow. And my father has impeccable taste. It started young. Fashion in the beginning for me was armor. It was a way that I kind of protected myself and made sure that the world was seeing me the way I wanted to be seen.
You know what's so crazy?
What?
I remember as like a young kid sitting in my mom's bathroom and watching her getting ready, like to go to the club, you know what I mean? And like go out with her friends and thinking it was like the most glamorous thing.
Yeah.
And it's like a ritual. Imagine if as a child you got to watch Diana Ross.
It's crazy. How are you not a fashion icon? You
exactly.
know? And I think it's just by association, like it has to be, but also a little bit of DNA. I mean, it's just
for sure.
It's just really crazy.
For sure.
And nobody else had more fun, I think, last night than Tiffany Haddish.
Ever.
She had a ball. She talked to us about the benefits of going bald, shaving that head. But first, this might have been one of the best answers ever on a red carpet.
How are you?
I'm successful. How are you?
I woke up today, I'm winning.
I love you. Good to see you today.
Good to see you. I feel like a garden who wants to pick a rose. My man. Okay, the first 2 weeks I was falling in love with myself because I could see my whole face. It was nothing hiding or covering it up. And I really fell in love with what God made. God made a good thing, you know? And so many times I used to be like hating on myself, like, oh, your mole is this, and you know, this nostril's this, and that's eyes that, and oh, the eyebrows is this. And once you took all that hair off, it's like you can really see everything. And then it's like, well, God did a pretty damn good job.
Yes.
I am proud of God.
I love that. I'm successful. How are you?
Yeah. Right? I love that she's like, I had a come to Jesus moment. I'm like, yes, if I woke up next to Common every morning, I would have a come to Jesus moment and
I'm
be like,
saying,
I am the bomb.
Listen,
I look that up.
I'm just saying. Now, you guys, everybody was very safe on the carpet last night with the COVID restrictions. People did make the best of it and even created some very funny moments. Did you have a moment that you witnessed or saw, Justin, last
yes.
night?
Yes. Okay. And I don't even know if this is legal for me to say because of HIPAA laws, but I saw Justin Bieber getting a COVID test.
Ooh.
Which is one of the most intimate things to watch somebody do.
Like, these days it is.
These days it's like yeah. really intimate. Yeah. Like if you see like someone.
Could you stop staring?
I couldn't. And he saw me. We made eye contact. It was weird. I thought I was gonna lose my job. It was like the strangest thing, but I feel kind of bonded to him.
Oh, please.
That I saw a stranger like dig up his nose. It's weird. It's really weird.
You might have a little bond with him now. My moment was not really necessarily a COVID testing moment, but I did love seeing like Tracee Ellis Ross was getting interviewed by Juliana. And so Tiffany Haddish was waiting off to the side. And then they kind of had to cross paths because Tracee had to go back and take pictures. And if they wanted to embrace how we all are, you know mm-hmm. how now we have to do that little double dutch with your friend
yes.
and be like, oh, I can't touch you. I can't, you know, and they had to back up from each other. But it was so cute because you could tell they wanted to kiki.
You know they kiki'd in the
back.
That's
the best.
Yeah, you had to do it in the back. You know we have to do it in the back. All right, guys. Now, up next, how did the stars get ready for an unforgettable night at the PCAs? We're behind the scenes with Selling Sunsets, Chrishell Stouse, plus the reason why Meg Thee Stallion wants to stir things up a bit. It's all coming up.
I got it.
Chrishell Stouse looked amazing last night at the E! People's Choice Awards, and she gave us an exclusive sneak peek at how she got so glam.
Okay, setup is ready. Time to get glammed. Okay, don't look at my dirty hair. Did you guys know, a little fun fact, a lot of times when you do this kind of stuff, it's better to do second day hair so it's not so fresh and too clean.
You have to dance when he's not doing my makeup. He gets focused and he's like, sit still.
Gracie likes to sit and supervise when we do glam. She doesn't like to feel left out, so.
She's a little
helper, yes. Oh.
All right, I just put my dress on, got my bang, got my script, I'm ready. Here we go. Hi, Daily Pop. I am here checking in now for People's Choice Awards. They haven't told me who wins yet.
Controversy.
I'm going in now.
Scandal. Gossip.
Ooh, now, one of the big winners of the night was Tyler Perry.
Yes.
You know, a mm-hmm. huge winner. Obviously, he was named the People's Champion of 2020. You have to listen to what he told us exclusively backstage in this segment presented by Walmart.
To have people really see what you do and support it and love it and have, this has just been so inspiring. So I'm just honored. I got to take it all in. Seeing all my folks up there, all those underdogs, means the world to me.
But he's looking
amazing.
Good. I know.
Yeah, he's
like,
really hit a season, hasn't he?
He really is killing it in
yeah,
Atlanta.
The beard, the turtlenecks, very winter. I love it. and also congratulations to him for that award. I mean, just really, you know, an example to everybody. Now, the PCAs also honored the people's heroes throughout the show, including this sweet little girl.
12-year-old fashion prodigy Ashlyn So traded designing clothes for outfitting first responders. She used her sewing skills to save lives by creating and donating masks for the workers on the front lines in her community. Thank you to Ashlyn and all the People's Heroes of 2020.
Thank you, People's Choice Award, for naming me a People's Hero. I hope my story encourages young girls to help those in need and make a difference in this world.
I mean, activating
you
your
are.
Greatness at 12?
I can't even.
it.
So cute.
So cute.
I was trying to scam my mother out of Hot Pockets when I was 12 years old. This young lady is helping the front lines.
I mean, so unbelievable and inspiring at such a young age. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, when we come back, Meg Thee Stallion is talking Kool-Aid and why it's what the world needs right now. I know Justin is going to have some questions about it, but we'll explain next.
I actually have no questions. I know exactly what she needs. Okay.
Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis. I can't say his name.
Sudeikis
have ended their 9-year relationship. Now, they were engaged for 7 of those years. And get this, they apparently split back in January. We're all just now finding out. Is it a bad sign when a couple has a long engagement?
Not at all. I think people these days will get out of a marriage if they want to get out of a marriage.
Right.
I don't think they care about being married or engaged or just dating. I think people don't feel the pressure to stay in something just because people think they should or they have kids. Like, I think people are willing to accept, hey, I'm not happy and I'm going to go find my happiness.
I don't know.
I think it depends. I think it's one of those things. I think people really, really, really try before they give up. I don't think it's something, it's not easy to walk away from a relationship, but I really don't think a piece of paper signifies your commitment to someone. I really don't.
No, I agree with you guys on that, but I do wonder, like, when you get engaged, when it gets to, like, 3, 4, 5 years, what's the holdup? Like, why such a long engagement? Like, why get engaged? Like, stay together, but if you do the engagement, that's the intent of being married, so why not just go for it?
Because maybe sometimes people have things to figure out, and sometimes it takes couples like Kurt and Goldie Hawn 20-plus years to figure out when to get that marriage going. Like, I don't think just because you're engaged, you have to, oh my God, I have to plan a wedding. I have to get a dress. I have to get X, Y, Z.
It's a sign of commitment. Some people just want a ring, you know, to say, well, we're committed to each other formally.
We're not going to be engaged too long, but we're going to go ahead and get this aisle and walk down this thing. But let's talk about Meg Thee Stallion. You guys, we got to talk about her because it really is her year now. She is on the cover of GQ Men's out this year, or actually on the cover of it, of their year. I can't speak right now. They're on the cover of this year's issue, and it's out tomorrow. And it says that you just have to remind people that you are magical. So, quote, she says, you're already that bitch. You somehow just need it stirred up for you. It's like when you put the Kool-Aid in the water and it all falls to the bottom, and then you mix it with the sugar and the Kool-Aid, and then you just need somebody to stir it up for you. That's me.
Where has she been? This is the greatest analogy of all times. And I thought I was that bitch of analogies. She is the Beyoncé of analogies.
I mean, it's such a great analogy because it's so true. You just need somebody to stir it up a little bit. It's there already.
Yeah, but you know what?
Remind you.
The problem is some people don't know how to make your Kool-Aid. Mm. You know what I mean? Like some people don't put enough sugar.
Yes.
Some people forget that you have to put the Kool-Aid first, then the water.
You got to put the Kool-Aid first.
You got to put the Kool-Aid first.
Yes. I mean, you know, Morgan, is Jordan stirring your Kool-Aid?
Oh.
He absolutely, 100%. Justin can't. He loves to get a dig in there. He loves to be like, yep.
Not at all. He is stirring that Kool-Aid, honey. He stirred my Kool-Aid, and he named my man.
Oh, my God.
Have you met this man?
Oh, my God.
We all love him. We do all love him. But for Meg Thee Stallion, you guys, what do you think made this her year?
You know, I just think the resilience of coming back after something that big. You know, she went through this whole thing with allegedly Tory Lanez potentially shooting her, but we don't know. We haven't been to court. But I know a lot of people will go in hiding after something like that. But she was like, you know what, Hotties? I'm going to get on this stage with my wounds, and I'm going to dance, and I'm going to give you this booty pop and twerking.
I mean, you know, she's Brazilian. I love when she got up on SNL and said, protect black women. And she, you know, I think a lot of times when you go through something traumatic, sometimes people hope it shuts you up.
Yeah.
But, you know, with her, this didn't. It actually made her speak louder and represent louder, and not only represent for herself and defend herself, but women who look just like her. And
stir that Kool-Aid.
She is resilient with a capital R, and we hope there's somebody that shakes that Kool-Aid up for you, mama. Now, we are out of time, and we have got another big show tomorrow. Tomorrow, Kaylee Cuoco is talking about her new project, so you definitely don't want to miss that. And Game Show Week continues with Leslie Jones.
Yes.
You guys, we'll see you later. Bye.
Who's stirring your Kool-Aid?
I mean, you know.
I'm gonna stir my own Kool-Aid.